Today's readings and the gospel are all about shepherding. And they remind me of a true story I heard when I was in Philadelphia about a certain Father Christopher. Father Christopher was a bright young priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And he was moving his way through different parishes. And at the relatively young age at that time of his early 40s, he became a pastor of a small inner-city parish. It had once been a very large German parish, but had since had a neighborhood that was quite poor, and the congregation had dwindled, and they had been in great financial straits for a long time. Father Christopher went into the parish and started to try to turn it around. Over time, he found that the congregation was small. The debt was high, but slowly he paid off the debt. Slowly he got some more people to come, but still it was challenging. Eventually, he was starting to feel a little bit better. He was starting to fight down the discouragement he was feeling day to day. But one day he went into the church to lock up, and part of the roof had caved in of the old cathedral-like building. And so he called out the roofing contractor and found out that it would cost almost what he had saved up in those years to repair it, putting the parish back deeply into debt. And also that one of the pillars of the community, one of the main volunteers that he had, had been brutally beaten on the street, and she was not expected to survive. Discouraged, he called the bishop and asked for an appointment. And his intention was the next day to say he couldn't stay at the parish any longer, that it was time to find somebody new. He'd only been there for about 2 or 3 years. That night, he said, he had a dream. And in the dream, he was in front of the pearly gates up in heaven, and all of his brother priests, who were in large, prosperous parishes, were bringing in thousands and thousands of sheep with them, all the souls that they had saved and touched during their priesthoods. And he looked down, and he had a single sheep, and not a very good-looking one at that. So they opened the gates of heaven, and his classmates were one by one bringing in these large herds. And he had his one sheep that he was trying to bring in. And the sheep ran away, and the doors were starting to close to heaven. And his classmates said, "Well, Father, hurry, you're going to miss the gates." He's like, "Well, I've got to get this one sheep." So he went chasing after the sheep, and eventually caught it, was herding it back as the gates continued to close. Then the sheep sat down and fell asleep. So he had to pick up the sheep, ran through the gates, threw himself through just as things were closing up. Then a hand helped him up, and it was Jesus himself. And he said, "Father Christopher, thank you. That was the one I was waiting for." Like Father Christopher, Jesus was looking for some time away from the challenges of ministry. Some hard-earned time away. But when he saw the people scattered like sheep without a shepherd, his sacred heart was full of compassion, and he was compelled to stay with them. Likewise, we are called to be good shepherds, to our families, our friends, and our workplaces. Each of us has an important and irreplaceable way of doing this. The work of a priest in shepherding a parish is clearly different than that of a layperson who brings that message more fully and directly into the world, but each is indispensable to the other. However, we live in a society that increasingly dismisses, disregards, and even mocks the message of Christ's love. Our efforts can be exhausting and the results sometimes discouraging. And yet, in no other work we do is there such a guarantee of success. Our efforts to succeed in our careers, to upgrade our cars, to improve our homes often fail, and at best, our efforts do not follow us into eternity, but only last in the here and now. However, every single time we unite our efforts to the salvific work of Christ, we are guaranteed victory. St. Monica had a son, and St. Augustine, who had turned his back on the faith, was living a dissolute life and seemed headed for disaster. Yet she never gave up. She prayed and united those prayers and sacrifices, her works, to those of Christ. In the end, she did save that one soul of her son, and through his work as a bishop and as a prolific theologian, he saved people both during his lifetime and throughout history. Indeed, in this life, we never know the fruits that our efforts will bring, but we know that if we unite them to Christ, they will be fruitful. And if we don't know about it in this life, we surely will in the next. Then we will appear before our Lord, bearing the sheep that we have brought back into the fold. And like that solitary lamb of Father Christopher's, they will be the ones that he was waiting for.